This is KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from, in other words, Women's Books and Resources, serving you from its new location at 8 Northeast Killingsworth at Williams. In other words, is your local nonprofit feminist bookstore and research center offering community space, gifts, tools for the revolution, women's writings, and much more. 503-232-6003 or, in other words, .org.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Cotton Cloud Futons, a locally owned business featuring futons and mattresses, frames, covers, furnishings, and accessories which can be made with organic and recycled materials. Cotton Cloud is located at 701 Northeast Broadway in Portland. Information at 503-335-0758 or cottoncloudfutons.com.
And this is KBOO in Portland, Oregon. Time now for this morning's Democracy Now! And I have to say once again that we've had to cut the program short, so I've eliminated the segment concerning the French protests, labor protests. But let's get on to the program.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
The U.S. Military Command, working closely with the Iraqi government and the U.S. Embassy, has sought non-traditional means to provide accurate information to the Iraqi people in the face of aggressive campaign of disinformation. Yet this has been portrayed as inappropriate. For example, the allegations of someone in the military hiring a contractor and the contractor allegedly paying someone to print a story, a truth. But paying to print a story.
The Pentagon defends its policy of paying Iraqi news organizations to publish pro-American articles secretly written by the U.S. military. Its contractor, the Lincoln Group, is being paid over $100 million to write and plant stories. Today, PSYOPs and the war over hearts and minds. But first, was an Exxon-funded nonprofit responsible for getting the IRS to audit Greenpeace? We'll speak with the Wall Street Journal reporter who broke the story and the head of Greenpeace USA.
Greenpeace in the U.S. was audited. It just came through it with flying colors. But the important story is how Greenpeace got audited. And the group that asked for Greenpeace to be audited, being almost exclusively funded by ExxonMobil, an organization that Greenpeace has pointed out as the number one climate criminal in the world.
And hundreds of thousands take to the streets of France. We'll get the latest on the mass protests. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. The recently freed kidnapped members of the Christian peacemaker teams are enjoying their first full day of freedom and preparing to head home. On Thursday, British, U.S., and Canadian troops raided a home in Baghdad and found the three peace activists. The men, Norman Kember of Britain and Canadians James Loney and Harmeet Singh Sudan, were alone in a house and reportedly in good condition. It was only after their release the men learned that their colleague, Tom Fox, had been killed 2 weeks earlier. The four men were kidnapped together in November. Following their release, the Christian Peacemaker Team organization vowed to stay in Iraq and continue their efforts in helping the families of jailed Iraqis. In a statement, the group said, quote, "During these past months, we've tasted of the pain that has been the daily bread of hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. We renew our commitment to work for an end to the war and the occupation of Iraq." Officials estimate an average of 30 Iraqis are kidnapped every day. In other news from Iraq, at least 80 people have died over the past 2 days in a series of drive-by shootings, roadside bombings, and executions. In one of the deadliest attacks, a suicide bomber blew himself up outside the major crimes unit of the Interior Ministry, killing 25 people. Meanwhile, to the west of Baghdad, over 1,000 U.S. troops have surrounded a village near Abu Ghraib. After the town was cordoned off, U.S. soldiers conducted house-to-house searches and rounded up the entire adult male population of the town. Soldiers handcuffed and then interrogated every man in the village. After questioning, each man was marked with an X on the back of his neck. One U.S. colonel defended the operation, saying, quote, "What we're doing is building a Michelin guide to the area," unquote. In Los Angeles, protest organizers are predicting as many as 500,000 people will demonstrate Saturday against a new anti-immigrant law being considered by Congress. The House of Representatives has approved legislation that would criminalize 11 million undocumented immigrants and make it a crime for priests, nuns, healthcare workers, and other social workers to offer them help. The Senate's considering similar legislation. The National Immigration Forum has described the bill as the most restrictive immigration legislation in 70 years. The bill has generated mass opposition from immigrant communities around the country. On Thursday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as many as 30,000 people took part in a march entitled A Day Without Latinos. It was the city's biggest protest in years. Dozens of Latino businesses shut down for the protest. In Chicago, as many as 300,000 people filled the streets in protest 2 weeks ago. In news on Sudan, for the first time, a U.S. mutual fund firm is backing a campaign to divest from companies doing businesses in Sudan because of the government's role in the genocide in the Darfur region. The mutual fund, Citizens Advisors, said it'll ask every company within its portfolio to review and divest from investments in Sudan. According to the Sudan Divestment Campaign, U.S. public pension funds have about $91 billion invested in companies with business activities in Sudan. Meanwhile, Harvard University announced Thursday it's divesting from the Chinese oil company Sinopec because it does work in Sudan. Students at Harvard are now pressuring the school to divest from all companies working with the Sudanese government, a move taken last week by the University of California after a student campaign there. In South Korea, a woman's been selected to become the country's first female prime minister. Han Myung-suk is a former political dissident who was jailed for 2 years for opposing South Korea's military dictatorship in the 70s and 80s. She's known as the godmother of South Korean feminism. In Belarus, police have arrested hundreds of anti-government protesters early this morning following nearly a week of demonstrations over the disputed re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. The police, wearing black helmets and masks, carried out the mass arrests at 3 a.m. after surrounding October Square, where protesters have been camped out since Sunday. International observers have said the recent election was neither free nor fair. The U.S. has called for a new vote. In South Dakota, the leader of the Oglala Sioux tribe on the Pine Ridge Reservation has reportedly announced plans to allow Planned Parenthood to open a clinic on the reservation in defiance of the state's new ban on abortion. Cecilia Fire Thunder, who's a former nurse, said the clinic will be allowed to open because the state has no jurisdiction over tribal lands. Puerto Rico's Justice Department has sued U.S. federal authorities for obstructing an investigation into the FBI's killing of Puerto Rican independence activist Filiberto Ojeda Rios. The lawsuit names both FBI Director Robert Mueller, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, as well as federal officials in Puerto Rico. In Ecuador, indigenous activists have temporarily suspended protests against the Free Trade Area of the Americas. On Thursday, police fired tear gas at hundreds of students and indigenous protesters during a march on the government palace in Quito. On Tuesday, the government declared a state of emergency in four areas, giving the police and military power to ban public gatherings and make arrests. Indigenous activists say the demonstrations are being temporarily halted after 11 days to allow the protesters to regroup and to give them a chance to plan new actions with great radicalism. This is Alexandra Meida of the Ecuadorian group Ecological Action.
Las movilizaciones que se están dando en Ecuador son protagonizadas principalmente por el movimiento indígena. Las comunidades indígenas se han
The mobilization in Ecuador principally involves the indigenous movement. The indigenous communities have mobilized themselves in the places in which they live. In the different provinces of the country, they have shut down the highways and have blocked the transportation of resources to the cities. This is the form of protest that is occurring. The government has responded by militarizing these zones. The soldiers and the police are completely armed. They are strongly suppressing the indigenous population.
Alexandra Meida of Ecological Action. And a dean at Harvard University and a professor at the University of Chicago are coming under intense criticism for publishing an academic critique of the pro-Israeli lobby in Washington. the paper charges, the United States has willingly set aside its own accuracy, security, and that many of its allies in order to advance the interests of Israel. In addition, the study accuses the pro-Israel lobby, particularly AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, of manipulating the U.S. media, policing academia, and silencing critics of Israel by labeling them as anti-Semitic. The study also examines the role played by the pro-Israel neoconservatives in the lead-up to the U.S. invasion of Iraq. The authors of the study, Stephen Walt, a dean at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, and John Mearsheimer of the University of Chicago, are now themselves being accused of anti-Semitism. In Washington, Democratic Congressmember Elliot Engel of New York described the professors as, quote, dishonest so-called intellectuals and anti-Semites. Harvard professor Ruth Wiss called for the paper to be withdrawn. Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz described the study as trash that could have been written by neo-Nazi David Duke. The New York Sun reports Harvard has received several calls from pro-Israel donors expressing concern about the paper. Harvard has already taken steps to distance itself from the report. Earlier this week, it removed the logo of the Kennedy School of Government from the paper and added a new disclaimer to the study. The 81-page report was originally published on Harvard's website, and an edited version appeared in the London Review of Books. The controversy comes less than a year after Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz attempted to block the publication of Norman Finkelstein's book Beyond Chutzpah on the misuse of anti-Semitism and the abuse of history. Those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
And I'm Ani Haynes, and I'm here with Arthur Davis. And we're here during this spring membership drive to entice you, our listeners, to join in KABU Community Radio and support the information that you value. 503-232-8818. I want to give you that number right away so you can move to the phone and dial. And that way you'll get your entire pledging commitment experience over with by the time we turn Amy Goodman back on. You can not miss one moment of Democracy Now! Do it now. 503-232-8818.
Our goal for Democracy Now! Is $400. So we have about 48 minutes to make that goal of $400. We're not talking about a lot of money, you know, just 3, 4, 5 people calling in. One of the people can be you. And we were fortunate in the last hour to have a few more people to thank. Peter, Karen, and Neil all called from Portland, Mike from Camas, Phyllis from Aloha, and Sherry from Oregon City. People are calling in from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington, and we get calls from people listening on the web as well from all over the country. We have some books to offer. We the People by Tom Hartman, an important book at a $60 pledge level. The War on Truth, 9/11, Disinformation and the Anatomy of Terrorism, that's also a $60 pledge. And even at a low level of $40, we have Imperial Crusades, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Yugoslavia. We offer a lot on the air. We offer a lot to you, and we're only asking for you to offer a small amount to KABU, $40, $60, $120. If you are already pledging to KABU, it might be time to increase that pledge by $5, $10 a month, $1 or $2 a month. It's a relatively small commitment with a relatively big impact. 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-KBOO are the numbers to call. It doesn't take a lot of work. We put in a lot of work on this end to make it all happen. And all we're asking is for a few minutes of your time, a few minutes of your precious time to call KABU and make a commitment to make community radio happen. We have several restaurants that have helped us today, K&F Coffee House on Southeast 26, Alexis on West Burnside, and Laughing Planet at 3320 Southeast Belmont. We were talking about books in the last hour, and I wanted to mention one of our volunteers, Rainer Ward, dropped by and mentioned that Laughing Horse has a big selection of children's books. So it's nice that you can support that there are places in Portland that are both independent, progressive, and kind of all-encompassing, family-oriented. It's not only one group of people, but it's all the groups. If this is the kind of business that you want to support, if you want to support a business, and KABU is a business, it's a nonprofit business, but it's a business that relies on money to operate, and we try to do it really, really efficiently. We try to do it with the least amount of money, but it does take a little bit. So please consider $5, $10 a month. If you care about what Amy Goodman is doing, if it matters to you that Amy Goodman is on the air in Portland, Oregon, in Southwest Washington, if it matters to you that Amy Goodman is on the air in Corvallis and in the Columbia Gorge, then this is the time to call and show your support. We have 45 minutes to make our goal of only $400. The number to call is 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. Ani is on the front lines of the same issue of getting information out there along with Amy. We have her on every day. We have Ani on every Friday. Melody is here in the room with us. She's on the air with Ani. So we have an amazing KBOO family that reaches out to support something that's meaningful.
Well, we try to, certainly, because we need to bring people together to really address the large social issues that are really staring us in the face. Issues of sustainability, issues of community, issues of solidarity, issues of caring, of sane domestic policy that is allowed to flourish when our absolutely insane foreign policy may be wrested and brought back under control of we, the people. That is what we are hoping to be a part of. We are hoping that together each of our actions add up to become one very strong movement of social change. And we are hoping right now that you want to be a part of that. As Arthur was alluding to earlier, just a few dollars. We're not asking for very much from any one person because we know that if everyone just gives us a little bit, $40, $60, $120, I know several people that actually give us a dollar a day, adding up to $365 for KBOO in a course of a year. If you want to give like that, it all adds up together so that we can accomplish our budget of $700,000 by the end of the year, and you can be one part of it. We need to grow our membership. We need you to join. 503-232-8818. Working together, we can change the world. You need to step up to the plate right now and become a part of this movement. 503-232-8818.
Honey, not everyone knows it, but there are many opportunities out there. We have people who give monthly not only $5 or $10 a month, but $25, $50, $100 a month. People do it. There are people who are in the position to say, yes, I can write a check to KBOO for $500. If that's your situation, then please give us a call, 503-232-8818, and consider the check for $300, $500, $1,000 to KBOO Radio. You can make a difference. The time is now. The number is 232-8818. We are counting on your support. Now we're going to hear more from Amy and Democracy Now! Wow, this is exciting radio.